Hello, authors and publishers. This is Charlotte Pierce with Face the Book TV. We are doing a special edition episode this afternoon to highlight the amazing Publishers and Authors Conference that's coming up, hosted by IPNI, Independent Publishers of New England. And I have with me the exalted president of IPNI. I knew you'd laugh. His name is Eddie Vincent, and we will meet him shortly. But first of all, I want to introduce the station identification here. The show is, the podcast is Face the Book TV. We're in our 15th episode, and we've recently ramped up our production schedule. So we're doing more episodes. We're kind of breaking out all the publishing topics that people need to know and are dying to know to get their books out to their readers. So we have an episode hashtag, and you can win books, gadgets, and gear, and publishing services if you use it on social media and review us on your podcast app, please, and subscribe, please. YouTube, we're on the Independent Publishers of New England YouTube channel, as well as Face the Book TV YouTube channel. And all those links are going to be in the show notes. So don't worry about writing them down. You can also win a spot as our featured author of the episode. So that's always a good thing. We had Greg Josephs on last week, and he did a virtual launch. That was the topic of our show. And he had done a virtual launch for his first, or actually second novel, I guess, this summer. So he had a lot of experience in that field. And you can always go back at piercepress.com/podcasts and see where all our archives, you can go back through our archives, and a lot of the stuff doesn't change much. It doesn't, I mean, it has a good couple, 3 years of relevance, I think. I mean, publishing does change, as Eddie knows, rapidly, but we do have things that are evergreen. I'm Charlotte Pierce. Pierce Press is my company, and Face the Book TV is the podcast that we produce on independent publishing. Eddie, how are you doing today?
Good, Charlotte. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Yeah, I know a little bit about the conference coming up because I've, been involved in some of the promotion and booking, but I'm hoping that you can help us sort of get people interested and kind of figure out why they should attend the conference. So, which one is this now?
I think we're on our ninth year of doing this. This will be the first one that is totally virtual. So I'm sure there's going to be bumps in the road, but we're going to try to do this. With COVID out there right now, this is the best way to communicate with our members and non-members on what's going on in the publishing world. We have a pretty good lineup. Some experts in some fields, and we have some number one authors as well.
We have two keynote speakers, right?
We have two keynote speakers. Angela Bull, who is the president, CEO of Independent Book Publishers Association. That's the national organization that IPNE is an affiliate of. Mm-hmm. And she is going to talk about everything about publishing, the overview of where publishing is today. So we should get a lot of insight of what we should do, shouldn't do, and things along those lines.
Will people be able to ask questions of these people?
At the end of each session, our idea is to have 15 minutes available for people to ask questions through the chat box. I might make them live on mic. I'm not quite sure how that's going to play out yet. Mm-hmm. Still kind of working the kinks. This is going to be on Zoom, so people should be able to come in and go. We're also going to have an extra room for people to go in to network. Still trying to figure out how to make that work, but we'll have it all figured out by then.
Awesome. Yeah, I think the more of that you can have, even if it's a special session, it would be great. I think the networking is what is so valuable about our conferences in the past. So, that's nice.
And with it being virtual this year, it's a little harder for us to do that but we are having a dedicated room for that. So people can come and go. Each room is going to have its own login. So people are going to have to log into the sessions they want and then log out and log back into that second room so they can network.
Got it. Yeah. So Angela, I've heard her speak before, and she's an expert on metadata. So the discoverability hinges a lot on metadata. And I think if you get a chance to ask her about that, she'd probably go on and on, because she loves it. She loves it. It's a great topic for her. So the other keynoter, I think, is Carol Gino, who I'm not familiar with, but she is a best-selling author, right?
Yes, she's a best-selling author. She worked for 20 years with Mario I can never pronounce his last name. Puzo. So she has a lot of experience, writing and being a partner with someone for 20 years about, having to do with some really big movies, So it'll be interesting to hear her story. What
do you think she'll have practical tips for our members? I mean, or will it be?
I'm hoping she does. Yeah, I'm hoping she does, but it might be an entertainment thing. But I'm thinking she's going to have an experience that we're all going to be interested in hearing.
Absolutely. Even if we only aspire to it. Yeah.
Right. And I'll be talking I have yet to talk to her, but I plan on talking to her Monday. So cool. I don't really know exactly what she's going to be talking about. But I am sure for the members and people that tune in, it will be an exciting thing to listen to.
Awesome. Yeah.
How much they get out of it, what she brings to the publishing world. I don't know her experience, but she's still a number one best-selling author. So it will be interesting to hear her story.
She's got the magic sauce, maybe.
She does somewhere.
Somewhere. Yeah. And we'll have another one of these sessions, preview sessions. So on Facebook TV. So, maybe if you talk to her and you can find out some more, we'll have a little special spot on that. We have some amazing people though. I'm going to be giving a little talk on our regional groups. So if people are listening throughout the region in New England, we're trying to establish these regional groups so that you can have a more direct connection with your organization and find some people in your area who can help you and support you. And so we have some people that you might
And on those regional.
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
And on the regional groups, I mean, I think with today's world that we're in, the Zoom meeting will bring people together quicker. And until they can go out and meet in person. So I think that's a good thing to try to establish a little stronger.
I do. I've always believed in them. And I think we have a new prospective board member who's coming on is really interested in helping out with that. So I think we're going to get somewhere with it this next year or two. So we have Michael Marion Sharp, Multicultural and Diversity Publishing. David Hahn, DIY Book PR, which, I mean, PR is critical. And we have a panel. Do you know what this... No better time to self-publish. What are they going to be highlighting?
Well, they're going to, the panel, from my understanding, is going to be discussing why it's good to be doing self-publishing now versus maybe 5 years ago. And they're going to explain all the ins and outs of it, how to get started, what to look out for, what the pitfalls are. And things along those lines. And we're going to open it up to the audience to ask questions, because people might have some relative questions that the panel can answer.
So this, and it would be a good thing for people to start thinking about that now so they can pounce when they get the opportunity.
There's a lot of times, for small publishers or self-publishing authors where they're trying to decide which is the best avenue to go. Do you self-publish? Do you find a small press like Encircle? Or do you go for one of the big fives? And I think this is going to lean towards the self-publishing, but also give you the reasons why you go self-publish versus a small press.
I have to laugh. Someone named Sally Vincent Maldick is saying hello to you, Eddie.
Yeah, that would be my lovely sister.
Oh, that's so sweet. She came on last time too. That's great.
Yeah, she's a big supporter of mine.
I am too. You know, I'm your biggest fan. Me and Sally. Michael Bosey is one of my favorite people as well in this field, and marketing, content marketing, authentic marketing, you know, not the buy my book type of person. He'll show us how to use podcasting.
Well, I saw Michael at our last conference, and he did a spectacular job on marketing. And now he's taking that information and using it for his podcasting. So learning from Michael will be great. I'm sure we'll all walk away with great stuff from Michael. I'm looking forward to watching him.
Likewise, he is just so real and down to earth, but effective at what he does.
Yes.
And we have, we have Ian Lamont, who's a former board member. And he's going to be coming on to talk about Amazon advertising. Go ahead. You kind of flipped
really
out there.
Great stuff.
Oh, can you repeat the about
Ian? Did you hear what I said?
Not really, no.
Okay, so Ian's going to be all about Amazon. You know, the overview of the search alignments, what's a good book launch, what's a failed launch, you know, anything to do with Amazon, he's the expert to go to. So it'll be really great to listen to Ian.
I'm so happy he's coming. And Alinka will be back. She was at our conference last year. She's all about best-selling books.
Yes, and she is going to be talking about, you know, the number one mistakes authors might make on promoting their books, how to fix that, the requirements to make to be a number one on a bestsellers list and things along those lines to help independent authors and publishers learn how to get their books on the number one list.
Awesome. Yeah, she's a very good speaker.
Yeah.
And Ruby Fink and James Delhauer. Ruby was at our conference a couple years ago, maybe not last year, but
2 years ago, Ruby was on our list with the same subject, but with another partner last time. But I think, you know, in 2 years, there's been a lot of change in the audio world.
So much. Yeah.
Yes. So having her expertise and James' expertise on how to produce an audio and what is next, you know, what we should be doing now to hit that wave in audio. I'm actually doing that myself right now for my authors. Mm-hmm. So it'd be very interesting to hear her perspective from self-producing your own audiobooks and how to go about it.
Right. And a lot of our members are solo book publishers, and many of them. And, you know, how you do that yourself, or do you find someone who can...
Well, but even our publishing members like myself, you know, I don't know exactly where to go to publish my own work as in Circle. So I found another way of doing it. But the information Ruby and James are going to bring to it is going to help me as a publisher know how to produce my own versus going with another publisher, which is what I've done. I've signed up with another publisher for some of my
Well, I have to be honest with you. I listen to more books than I read now. You know, I guess listening is a form of reading, but
It's huge right now.
I take my dog for a walk for an hour and I'm listening to a book. You know, it's, I don't know.
It is. It's really a good thing.
Yeah. Well, we're going to hear about that from Ruby and James. I skipped this slide. If you're watching and if you're listening, then you'll just listen. But we have three other featured speakers: Phil Gabbard, Grace O'Donnell and Stephen Porter, who I know, wonderful bookstore owner and publisher.
Yes, and Phil is going to be talking about marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Know what to do, know what not to do.
Perfect.
And how to save yourself a lot of money in marketing. So he's an expert in this field. I have not met Mark. I have not talked to Mark, but I understand that his book campaigns are awesome and that we should be looking forward to seeing him do his stuff.
Yeah, we are looking forward to any, and I will eat up any marketing information I can get because it's like the biggest challenge. And if you win an IPNI book award, you have a built-in little marketing device right there.
Yes.
And that'll be the last event at the conference, right?
Yes, the last event is going to be the book awards. We're going to be posting the finalist on our website soon. Should have been up there by now, but been kind of busy. So those will be listed soon.
Awesome. Yeah, it's a fun event, and it's always exciting for the big reveal. So tell us again when this is and how people can get on.
Okay, so it is on Friday, November 6th, starts at 12, and you can register right at IPNE. And in that email that you receive in registration, we'll give you all the links to be able to get on and watch the different events that you want to watch. We're going to have a schedule put up in the next couple of days. So if you go to the website, you'll be able to see who is speaking when. So that's Friday. We also have it on Saturday all day from, I want to say it's going to be 8:30 until 7 at night. No, 8 at night. It's going
awesome.
To go from 8:30 to 8.
And there will be a one log on that people need, right?
Well, we're going to have two rooms because we have some spots where we have two speakers at once. So for each room, you have to log into. For Saturday,
it's
all going to be in one room.
I'm
going to
kill my screen share because... Eddie?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I think the screen share just grabbed bandwidth or something. I don't know what happened, but go ahead.
Well, I don't know what you heard, so I'll start over. So what I was saying was on Saturday, we will have two rooms. One's going to be strictly for networking, and one is going to be the main room where the main speakers are going.
Got it.
And that starts at 8:30 in the morning until 5. Then there's a small break, but we're going to leave the rooms open so people can network.
Mm-hmm.
And then the awards, I think, start at 7, but I got to look at the list. It might be 6.
I imagine there will be reminders throughout the day that people can remind
yes.
people when to go. All right. And will it be recorded? Can people purchase or listen to the recordings later?
Well, we plan on recording them. How successful we are with that is to be determined.
Yes.
But yes, we plan on recording them. We have to get the okay by all the speakers, but you know, that's a no-brainer. We'll get that.
Got it.
But yes, that is our intent, to record them and archive them so we can use them later.
And again, this is free for everyone, even non-members.
Yes, it is definitely free for everybody. We encourage people to go. We want this to become the biggest event of the year for us. So please join in.
Yeah. And let's see. We have just a couple more minutes and I'll take us out here. If there's anything else that you can think about, you want to let people know before our next preview session, let me just pipe up, Eddie. And again, the Face the Book TV social media hashtag is Face the Book TV. So don't forget the in there, Face the Book. And we have a lot of incredible topics coming up, including the one I mentioned, Amazon and Facebook advertising with Ian Lamont, and many other, like book cover basics, like a lot of the topics that we're having at the conference will be covered on Facebook TV in the next few months. And my company is Pierce Press, and we produce the podcasts, we publish books, and we have a lot of fun doing it. We just won a Purple Dragonfly Award for our new children's book, Who's Hiding in This Book, which Eddie helped design through his company. And we help authors make their way through the publishing journey. So, Eddie, thanks again for being with us. And
you're welcome. You know, I just want to remind people to go to ipne.org to find out more about the conference.
Yeah, let me put it at the bottom. Yeah, it's the easiest URL in the world. And we will be adding stuff about the conference. There, some of our speakers are going to be offering special discounts and deals for people who register. So ipne.org. And thanks again.
Thank you.
Thanks.